We're up to Simin Shin Hey. Okay. Vame Behema Yotza B'Shabbos. So this is based on the Perek, fifth Perek of Shabbos. Vame Behema Yotza Ubame Ena Yotza. So we discussed how men are allowed to walk around on Shabbos outside the Erev. And we discussed women and clothing and non-clothing and jewelry and Avodim a little bit. And now we can discuss the behema. So I don't want to spend so much time on this. Someday we start Shinvav. Shinvav is already different stuff. Okay, so I hope we'll be able to finish over the next few days. Okay, so everything here basically comes from this prayer. Okay, so Shin Hey Aleph Ba Behema Yotzeis Bameh Shemish Tameres Bo. Okay, so little background. There's something called Shvisas Behema. You're not allowed to, your animal's not allowed to work on Shabbos. Part of working is walking in a Rishus HaRabim and carrying something, just like a Jew can't carry on Shabbos, right? Let's say in a Rishus HaRabim. So too, your Behema can't carry. But just like a human being, a Jew, is allowed to wear clothing on Shabbos, right? We discuss clothing, we discuss jewelry, different types of clothing. But we walk around with clothing on Shabbos and it's just a rabbim, and that's okay. The clothing are bottled to the person, and it's for shmira of a person, and it's not considered a masui, a burden, it's not called carrying. So the same applies to a behema, something that is there to protect the animal, whatever, whether it's from the elements or whatever it is not considered carrying, is not a breach of Shvisas Behema. So the Mishmur says, if cotton alba behema yotzeis, dinexiv, leman yenuach shorcha b'chamarecha, you are shor and chamar after rest. Hari is here to turn, shigam behema shesel to noch b'shabbos. On Shabbos, everybody rests, even the Jewish animals, animals owned by Jews. V'lav davke behema hu adin ofos v'chol balechayim. It's not just the shor and the chamor, it's not just the behema, it's any animal that belongs to a Jew. V'chein, davke kishetetzi b'davar shuhula l'shmira, when something is for protection of the animal, have a tachshit. So here he compares it to a type of jewelry. V'orcha, it's considered the derech of an animal to go out like that. V'arei kumal bishlo'odom, it's like clothing for a person, which is a lot of wear out in the Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos. V'lav masuhu, it is not a burden. It is not considered carrying. Ava, what?
What are we talking about?
We're going to see what we're talking about. We got 23 seifim. Okay. How about? B'davar she'ena mishtameres bo, but something that does not protect the animal, having masoi v'atzer, is considered carrying and is also. So there's different types of animals. So I saw Piskei Tshuvas, he wanted to say that the whole perek is hard to relate nowadays because the animals are not the same animals, and the different things that they used to do to protect the animal we don't really know what everything is, and everything is nowadays a cholent and whatever. It's very hard to relate, and it also depends on the time and the place, and what was a wild animal then might not be a wild animal now, what was not wild then may be wild now, and everything is different. But the bottom line is, if the thing is needed for Shmira, it's not considered carrying. Now, if it's not enough to do Shmira, it's not going to protect the animal, so it is carrying. If it's an excessive Shmira, he needs a little Shmira, he needs a little, I don't know what, then you put on this gigantic whatever. So then that's also not, that's considered carrying. It's only what the animal needs. Now, Yudhishthira, I think, Mishabura points out that, meaning sometimes it's hard to know exactly what the animal needs. Okay, but it has to be reasonable. In Yudhishthira, they point out, this is very interesting, the way the Mishabura formulates it, it's a mitzvah hasei. Shvisas Behema, not a lav. However, it brings down that the Prima Gadim over here brings down from a number of big, big poskim, and even Rishonim, that it's not an Issa Ase, it's not an Ase, but it is in fact a lav. Lamai Nafkamina, okay, discussion if there is a Nafkamina. Okay. Good. Again, Shin Hei Aleph. But Behema Yotzeis Bamesh and Mishtameres Bo. Behema goes out with something that protects it. Behema Mishtameres Bo, it does not protect it. Oh, I mean, in Tirusi Yisei Rasa, it's excessive protection, it's too much. B'yoyser. Too much, you know, it's really, what we call in Hebrew, mugzam. It's an exaggeration. He doesn't need that. Have a masui. So that's a burden. Women, we had a whole discussion, let's say, may or may not be allowed to wear jewelry, but there's a concept of jewelry by a woman. We said, oh, women do wear jewelry, even outside the air. But an animal's not allowed to wear jewelry. Okay, whatever would be considered jewelry for an animal. Everyone has their own types of jewelry, right? So, something that's there for beauty, it's not there for protection, the animal should not go out with that on Shabbos. Hilkach, therefore, Naka Yotzeis Bizamama de Parzala, Shu Taba Shel Barzal, Venokev Chotmo Umachniso Bo. Okay, what's a Naka? Here's a Naka. It's some sort of camel. In the Mishnah, it's at the pictures. Okay, it's some sort of white camel that requires a lot of protection. And the animal's allowed to go out with a zamama de parzala. That is a like a metal thing they put through the animal's nose to keep the animal in line. Okay, Mishmur says Sifkat on Dalid. Second line, Naka, which is a Gamla Nekeva Levana. It's a female, it's a white female camel. Shetzarech Lishmira, so which needs a lot of Shmira. So Dafka Zamama the Parzala Bechadma. It needs some animals, they just put a string through, they put a rope through. This animal needs a metal chain going through his nose to protect it. Velo daila bapaga the parzala, v'kol shekein beafsar. So this is an afsar. An afsar is kind of something that covers the mouth. It's some sort of muzzle, I guess, but it's like it's not made out of metal. It's a chevel. It's a rope. So that would not be good enough for this naaka. He needs a metal thing going through his nose. Okay. They put a hole in the nose of the animal and they shove in that metal thing. The chamra luba. The chamra luba is a Libyan donkey. The paga de parzala. Dainu beriga. It's hard to know exactly what this thing. This is a prumba in the picture over here. It's a Lubdikis. Hamar from Lub, from Libya. Okay, Vagamal, and a regular camel goes out with an apsar, which is a rope that they cover around the animal's mouth. Now, why does that protect the animal? I don't know. Because maybe it's going to eat things that are dangerous? I don't know. I would think Hashem made animals. They know what not to eat. I don't know why that would seem to protect somebody else more than protect the animal. Which is also a discussion. What if it's not to protect the animal himself, but rather to protect the interests of the owner of the animal? Okay, that's a discussion. Upered v'chamor, different regular donkeys, v'sus, a horse, yotzim ba'afsar oberesen shehu prino, avalo bishnehem. They can go out with this afsar, I think it was a rope around the mouth, or they can go out with a resen. A resen is like a regular type of, is it a resen here? I think it's a regular kind of muzzle. But not with both of them, because he doesn't need both. To go with both is excessive. And if the afsar, the piece of rope that's tied around the mouth of the animal, and then I guess you tie a rope to that somehow to lead the animal, and if there's a lot of rope, then you can wrap the rope around the neck of the animal. Sounds pretty dangerous. If you like your animal, I don't know. That's what they would do, apparently. So they can wrap it around the neck of the animal and go out like that. Umutu the tatul ha'afsar velitno aleha ubavashli yisho'en aleha. Okay, they're allowed to put it on the animal, but they're not allowed to lean on that. We're not allowed to ride animals on Shabbos. We're going to discuss more about that at the end of, towards the end of Chedek Gimel. So, you're not allowed to be mishtamesh bebehema, which means you're not allowed to ride an animal. You're also not allowed to lean on the animal. So, different, when we talk about the animal, so some things you're allowed to put on, some things you're not allowed to put on, sometimes it's considered a tircha, sometimes it's not a tircha. But you have to make sure not to lean on the animal when doing something, so you try to reach something, so you end up leaning on the thing, whatever. So just like you're not allowed to lean on trees, you're not allowed to lean on animals. They actually compare the tree with the animal. The animal's a little bit better than the tree. Because the tree, you can't put anything on or off. Ball gets stuck in a tree, you can't take it off. Okay, anyway, we're not discussing trees now. Mishmer sifkat on your base, saviv tzavara. Merashi v'ram mashad afagav shakara b'chozek saviv tzavara, even though the rope is wrapped tight around the neck of the animal, and you can't even put your hand in there to hold him from that rope. She'ena demyochal achliz yodav in afsad tzavara, you can't put your hand in. She'tehei noach limoshech kishe yirtza, that it make it easier to pull if you want. It's still going to be mutter because it's considered noy. It beautifies the animal. Oh, but we said there's no such thing as beautifying an animal, and that's a burden, and you can't wear that on Shabbos. The afagav de kol noy is aser v'chana bereisha sifkis kamasof sif yitayin. Hainu davga binoy delav orche b'chol. That's only a noy, which is not the derech b'chol. There's dafka with a noy that's not the derech b'chol. Only if it's not normal, usually. So then it's noy zasa. Bafugi davar shederech kol adam lasos kein b'chol the noy the bema. But if it's normally, the animal normally goes out with this beautifying thing, so then if he goes out with it during the week, he can go out with it on Shabbos also. Lav maso here. That's the first mahalach Mishabur brings down from Rashi in the Ram. Aval atosis v'chein Rabbi Yerucham. They say no way. The noy asa b'chol inyan. An animal can never go out on Shabbos with something for beauty. Hacham. So why here can you wrap the rope around his neck and have him go out that way? Well, hamayir berufuyim, because it's not wrapped tight around the neck; it's loose. Umikri the shmirah. It's considered for shmirah. Why? How is it? The yochel lechos becheva kishetir to the rope, because the bailim can hold on to that rope. Meaning, the first opinion says you can't even get your hands between the rope and the animal's neck, so it doesn't help you. According to this second opinion. According to the second opinion, it's loose, so you could use it like a leash, not like a leash, like a collar, I guess, right? To hold on to the animal. And certainly, if it's not all around his neck, but there's a little piece sticking out where you can hold the animal, that's going to be okay. The Bach goes like the second opinion. That you can never do it for noy, and if it's going to be tight, it's going to be usser, unless maybe there's a piece sticking out. But we're talking about where there's room for you to hold on to the animal, and it's like a collar that's used to hold on to the animal, and that's going to be okay. It seems like, although there's something from Shlomo Zalman, not like this, which we'll get to later, but it seems like, you know, it's beneficial for the animal to stay put with his owner and not run away from home and be a homeless. And therefore, it's considered the protection of the animal himself. Okay. That's if Aleph. Let's try to cover some ground here. Base. In kosher cheva b'fi asur sarezeh masui. If you put a rope in the mouth of the horse, it's considered a masui. carrying. Why? Because it's not strong enough to hold the horse. The fishena mishtamer bo. It's not going to protect the. It's not enough. Gimel lotes chamor beprumbia per resin shabarzel also. So for a chamor, a regular chamor to go out with this metal muzzle is also. Okay, Dalit. That's an animal. Really, it's a wild animal. So most animals of this type do not need such an intense protection. But this animal does need it, then it's going to be mutter. We go by the individual animal. Whatever it needs for protection. Hey, Balei Hashir. Balei Hashir are animals that come with a leash or the collar. Right, it's a collar that you would attach a leash to. So balei hashir kigun klavim shel tzayadim, hunting dogs, v'chayot ktanot, smaller animals, sheish lahem kmin etz ada, it's like a ring, saviv tzavaran, around their neck, v'tabat kvua ba, and there's some sort of ring around the neck, and through that second ring you put a rope, v'machnisim ba ritzua, you put a strap, and moshkin osam ba, and that's how you lead the animal, muta sheyetu b'shir ha-karachat tzavaran, v'yichol le-moshkin ba, they're allowed to go out on Shabbos outside the Erev with the collar, with the leash, and the Baalim can even walk the dog on Shabbos outside the Erev. Because it's there, it's not considered carrying. Yeah, I guess it's considered like the animal's carrying it for the protection of the animal. The Mishabura here in Sifkat and Chaf Aleph says you can lead the animal. You can pull him by the leash. Come on, Siftat Zayin. So this is actually relevant, right? People, not in Beitar, but outside of Beitar. There's some people also in Beitar, but in some places it's very common to have a dog. So if there's an Arab, this is an Arab. But what if there's no Arab? So look in Mishabura, look in Shulchan Aruch. Sif Tes Zayin. The Mishabura sent us to Sif Tes Zayin, so let's jump to Sif Tes Zayin. Shin Hei Tes Zayin. Hamotzi Beheima, if you take out your animal, Vumoshcha Ba'afsar, and you're pulling it from the Afsar. Again, the Afsar was this thing around his mouth, and we put in a rope. So there's rules of how you're allowed to walk the animal. So be careful shelo yetzei rosh hachevel mitachas yado tefach lamata. If you're holding the leash in your hand, you have to make sure the leash is not sticking out more than a tefach. Mishmur explains, could be tefach l'kei, can't be two tefachim. So when you walk the dog with the chevel outside the Erev, the chevel can't go out more than a tefach. Tefach, two tefach. Because it looks like he's carrying that. Otherwise, it's considered the animal's carrying it. Animal's not allowed to carry, but for his own shmira, he's allowed to carry, and therefore it will be okay. The dami kimishin also biado. It looks like you're carrying the chevel if it's sticking out of your hand more than a tefach or two. It doesn't look like it's part of the animal's thing. You shouldn't have a lot of space between you and the animal when you're leading the animal. Here, there's a little bit of space.
So this part shouldn't stick out.
Okay, so one is it shouldn't stick out on the other side of your hand. That's one thing. Second thing is you shouldn't have a lot of space between you and the animal. Because a lot of space between you and the animal. Because if the leash is gonna go down and like come very close to being on the ground, that's also a problem. It looks like a masui ba'alma. Does not look like it's there for the shmira of the behema. And if it's a long rope, so what should you do? So you, again, like we said before, wrap it around the neck of the animal. Okay, here they talk about not wrapping it around the hands, but the when the Mishnah says not to wrap it around the hand, he says lav in Shabbos kamayri hashta, and then kilayim. He's talking about where the rope is made out of shatnez. So if the rope is made out of shatnez, you can't wrap it around your hand. Or one is one rope is made out of tzemer and one rope is made out of pishna, and you shouldn't wrap the two together. And dear, should they bring down from Shlomo Zalman from Shir Shabbos Kehilchasa? Let's say a seeing eye dog. So seeing eye dog, he says, the rope is not there to protect the dog. It's to protect the blind person that needs it, and to do that in Rosh Hashanah Rabbin, that would be a problem. It's supposed to be there to protect the behema, not to protect the human being. So to walk with a seeing eye dog in Rosh Hashanah Rabbin on Shabbos would be a problem, according to Rosh Hashanah Zalman. I don't know if it's I don't think it's carrying. I think it's the animal's carrying. It's a problem. She says behema. So if it's your behema, so she says behema problem. Even if it's not your behema, because it'll be a problem of machamer getting the animal to carry. You know, I have an animal carry for you, even if it's not your animal. Okay, so that's Sif Tazayin, which is a continuation of Sif Hey. Okay, let's stop here.